And today's last word in business is Hurricane Ralph. The movie Wreck-It Ralph opened to the largest weekend ever for an animated Disney film, bringing in almost $50 million.
That despite storm damage from Sandy forcing hundreds of theaters in New York and New Jersey to close. As it turned out, with many schools also closed by the storm on Friday, Wreck-It Ralph's opening day, families flooded theaters that were open to take in the tale of a destructive video game villain seeking redemption.
One Disney executive said parents and kids were looking for a cure from cabin fever, also a little escapism. That's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.